the surface of Haven Bridge was wooden blocks. For many, many years, it was wooden blocks. I think this was mainly to help with the weight of the bridge when it was having to be raised. It weighed quite a lot, that bridge. Anyway, to get back to the personal thing with the bridge, these wooden blocks, they contain quite a bit of creosote, so that when it rained, that used to rise up through the wooden blocks, and the surface was very, very slippery. And there'd been no end of minor mishaps, all of them on the railway side of the bridge, because it was a reasonably sharp slope down onto the railway line. When the road system was as it was then, there was no roundabout or anything there. It was just a case of the railway line and the train coming over and what have you. Anyway, I came over the Haven Bridge with an old type double-decker, and the surface of the bridge was very wet and slippery. And in front of me was a single-decker bus that had a double doors at the back and a boot, which was not the usual thing with a normal stagecoach bus, but these buses were brand new and they'd been ordered by the corporation with a view to being quickly converted for one-man operation, which was just over the horizon. In front of this single-decker bus was a private car. Anyway, the private car and the corporation bus managed to pull up fairly sharply, whereas I was still on the wooden blocks. And I got into, luckily I wasn't going that fast, obviously, but I got into an uncontrollable skid. And I slid down the wooden blocks, hit the rear of the corporation bus, and stove in the luggage doors at the back. The corporation bus shunted into the car, and the car shunted into the rear truck of the train. I'll always remember the little chap driving the car. He jumped out, and he was nearly in tears. And he said, "Good God, what am I going to tell my boss? I'm not supposed to be driving this car. I'm supposed to be, well, it's my days off." Oh, I said, "Well, I'm dreadfully sorry for you, but," I said, it's just one of those things. I can't say any more." And he was in a pitiful state. Actually, the car wasn't that badly damaged. So how he explained that to his boss, I don't know. And I was in the garage later on in the day, and another Eastern County driver came in, very supercilious man, and he said to me, "Had this good shunt on the bridge, didn't you?" He said, "I was walking over there at the time." So I said, "Were you?" So he said, "Yes." He said, "Those blocks," he said, "they're treacherous." But of course, he said, "When you've had years of experience," he said, "you realise that." Well, that stung me a little bit, because I had been driving for several years when this incident happened. Anyway, I didn't bother to have a dialogue with him. But what goes around comes around. Less than a fortnight later, I was walking over the bridge, and over came an Eastern County's double-decker, slid down the bridge, and ran straight in the back of a lorry. And it was this particular driver who was driving the bus. So when I saw him in the garage later, I just, as I passed him, I said, "It's experience that counts." And I don't think he spoke to me for about 6 months.